Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And right now, let's go to the hotline and bring in our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, the website's daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you this morning. And let's start with those July jobs numbers coming in lower than expected when they were released on Friday morning.
Yeah, in fact, we were expecting 200,000. That's what the economists were giving us as a target number for Friday. And the number that came out was 187,000 jobs that were added in July. And they also had a PS revision to June that came in at 209,000. They revised, or they actually took that down to 185,000 jobs, so that was revised down. The Dow dropped less than 0.5%, so there was no real significant reaction by investors. And there wasn't much in the report that would cause too much alarm with regards to influencing the Fed on future rate and hikes increases or not. So it was, just something that was there. And, it's always interesting to see the types of jobs that are created, if they're temporary or if it appears to be more on permanent nature. But, came in below expectations.
Yeah, the three-month average for the first quarter in terms of jobs created was 312,000. Now it's at about 218,000. So you could definitely see a slowdown. But, some of the other numbers that came out in this report, unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5%. You're talking about a half century low. Wage growth, which obviously the Fed is paying close attention to, came in at 4.4%. So wage growth is outpacing inflation now, which is obviously good to see.
And Ryan, excuse me, that was a bit of a surprise to see it a little stronger than what was expected. And obviously that goes into play with how companies are going to go after new employees and retention of existing employees. And, in this era post-pandemic, there's so many new rules that we're kind of creating and trying to see what the approach is going to be in some of this.
Yeah.
Every piece of this data is interesting. How it can be applied is a bit subjective because, again, this is something that are uncharted waters that we have been in for some time now.
And there were a couple other data points that I thought were notable. The labor force has added 3.1 million people in the past year. Prime age employment rate, 81%, the highest since 2001. So people are in the workforce. They've gotten off the sidelines in pretty big numbers. And then women make up half of U.S. workers. That's only happened twice before, after the Great Recession and then in 2019 before the pandemic. So, when you take a broader look at where things are right now, the headline is jobs slowing down a bit, which is what the Federal Reserve wants to see, wages still really strong. And then you look at the job market as a whole, and it's still pretty robust.
It is, and I think something that's adding to that is that employers are being forced to be more flexible than they've ever been before.
Yep.
If it's a matter of working remotely, which is a big item these days, or a flexible work schedule, they're being a lot more accommodating if somebody can only work 3 days a week or, they have a specific type of schedule that accommodates or necessitates a different type of what would be considered a typical work week. And you're seeing companies that are actually trying to do what they can to accommodate applicants as opposed to the applicants, conforming their schedule to what the job requires. And I think that as companies become more flexible in that regard and kind of drop the pride issue where they're trying to be stubborn and force certain things, I think they're seeing more success on the hiring front. We look at United Airlines. I think United last year hired 15,000 people. This year, they've hired 11,400, and they expect to hit 15,000 again. They're having quite a bit of success because they've changed the way that they are hiring. And when they bring people on, they're mentoring them with three or four people, which accelerates kind of the process. And it also has boosted their retention from I think it was 20-some percent to 55% with regards to some of the newer employees. So, companies are adjusting, and those that don't are finding that they're not near as successful as some of these other companies are.
Yeah, Dana and I have a list of accommodations we would like to see met that we are going to present soon. I don't know if it's going to get very far with
well,
it.
Well, in that case, I hope it's you and I talking next week, my friend.
last thing I want to touch on, and again, we're joined by our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find at daytradefund.com. things coming up this week to keep an eye on. Disney's earnings coming in. It's always interesting when these companies who have been in the middle of cultural or political issues, their earnings reports, they get a lot of attention. And then also some inflationary data coming later in the week that will be something the Federal Reserve is going to be watching.
Yeah, in fact, Disney has seen, I mean, their stock price is $126 in February. It's down to $86 now. A lot of it is attributed to the loss in subscriptions, and people are saying, is that because of their positions the company is taking, or is that just because of the competition that's out there? And you're right, on Thursday, we've got the Consumer Price Index that's going to be rolling out, and they're looking for inflation to rise about just over 3% over the prior year. And we'll see if that's going to be the case. We also have some small business optimism report from the University of Michigan, and that rolls out, I believe, on Thursday as well. So all of this is going to be data that the Fed is going to look at, consider, chew up, and kind of determine whether or not the approach that they're taking on interest rates is, you know, driving the desired results or not. And if it continues in that trend, then when we may see that pause that we were talking about as far as interest rate hikes. But we're going to have some August and September data before the Fed's going to release anything else. So every piece of this is going to be important.
All right, Jay Ratliff, our market and aviation expert with us. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you this morning. We'll catch up with you again on Thursday.
That I hope. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up, Riley Gaines had some interesting things to say about transgender swimmer Leah Thomas.